so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half of hour number one here on this Thursday, October 10th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. One of our listeners in Sheboygan, Raul, said, I went to Marquette yesterday. He said there is 10 Slotkin signs to every one of Rogers. Many idiot Harris supporters up there, too. Well, they can put up all the signs they want. But according to the polling data, it's not working. One of the things that we're looking at, another text message. Ms. P. and Petoskey, Vice President Kamala Harris said on Tuesday that she wouldn't have done anything differently than what Joe Biden has done as president over the last 4 years. When asked on The View, now this is the very liberal talk show host, Whoopi Goldberg and others, Joy Behar and the other women there, when asked the question about if she would have done anything different than Biden over the last 4 years, there's not a thing that comes to mind, Harris said. And I've been part of most of those decisions that have had major impacts. She said the only thing different she'd do is add a Republican to her cabinet. I already know who that Republican is. Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney has come out publicly and endorsed Kamala Harris and said she's voting for her. People, according to Ms. P, says people need to wake up and see who she really is. She's not for we the people, but she supports the one world order, as does Slotkin. It's not only the one world order. It's her agenda. Biden's agenda. She wouldn't do anything different. Got it. One of the things that you have to understand, one thing you have to understand is this is going to be a vote of the people on November 5th. For basically good versus evil, the direction of the country, whether or not the policies that Trump operated under, what he did for the country during 4 years as being president, compared to Biden Harris. The only difference is Harris is even more progressive, more of a socialist than Biden. Now, the interesting part of this whole thing, when asked that question earlier in the day on The View, well, her campaign was scrambling to try to correct it, to try to fix it. The late night talk show host, Steve Colbert, well, guess what? He had her on the show. Colbert gave her an opportunity to change her answer, go into details, explain it differently. than what she did on The View. And guess what? Between that morning on The View and late night in New York with Colbert, she doubled down on it. No, actually, I wouldn't have done anything differently. He basically teed her up to fix it, and she didn't even swing at the ball. She let the pitch go right on by, right into the catcher's mitt. Well, the media picked up on it. Fox News and other news reporting agencies, even CBS and ABC, mentioned the story in their news broadcast. Yesterday, last night, and didn't change any of her words. Pretty interesting. They allowed what she said on The View to go through in the news broadcast. No editing, no opinions, just played it. Well, it's going to be very interesting because now she appears to, again, being, I guess, happy with the policies of their administration. Biden-Harris, and she was part of it, had major decision on impacting the policies. So we'll see. The momentum appears to be going towards Trump and Vance. One of the other last components to this story, we're going to move on. In addition to Quinnipiac and others, Real Clear Politics in Michigan, on an average of all the polls from all the different polling consultants, Trump is up on Harris 5 points. And the coattails are going to have effect. Why? Because a lot of people are saying, you know what? It's time for change. We're voting straight Republican. If you would like a text message of that exact message, vote Republican, you know why. Text me VR, vote Republican, and I'll send you the screenshot that you can share with others. Now, shifting gears and going to Lansing. Legislation designed to make it easier for the courts to provide mental health treatment for those in trouble with law enforcement received broad support in a Senate committee yesterday afternoon. Advocates argued that intervention works better than incarceration or hospitalization. In a package of bills, Senate bills 915, 16, 17, and 18, expanded on reforms that was spurred on by retired Judge Milton Mack. He sits and chairs the governor's Mental Health Diversion Council. He testified, over the past several years, Michigan's criminal justice system has moved away from locking up offenders, jacking up sentences, leaning instead toward finding treatment and addressing what's determined to have been the root causes of their crimes. Under these four bills, mentally ill offenders would be steered toward community mental health agencies for outpatient treatment services. The retired Judge Mack told the Senate Health Policy Committee yesterday that hospitals are short of bed space. Short bed space equals short stays, which doesn't give patients the time they need to address their issues fully. He even talked about a study by the Wayne County Probate Court flagged a revolving door of mentally troubled perpetrators who are released back into the community while still involved with treatment because there isn't enough bed space available for them in hospitals or in jails. At the end of the day, all we're doing is expanding who can testify to the need for treatment. Max said, adding, these aren't bills that expand anybody's scope of practice. What they simply do is divert the mentally ill away from the legal system toward receiving treatment overseen by a psychiatrist at a community health agency. Others that spoke in support of the bills: Kevin Fisher, executive director of the National Alliance of Mental Illness; Marion Huff of the Mental Health Association of Michigan; Kyle Williams, director of litigation at Disability Rights Michigan; and Marjorie Carjala, the parent of two sons with serious and persistent mental illness. Williams of Disability Rights Michigan said prosecutors, advocates, hospitals, community health directors have come together in a rare show of solid agreement that the solution that's sought for from these bills is a good thing to do for the state of Michigan. This bill package is an excellent opportunity to fix something that is an issue and will have downstream positive impacts on the entire mental health system and our communities. The Mental Health and Hospital Association, as well as the National Association of Social Workers, turned in cards without testifying that they support the bill package. No one testified or turned in a card in opposition. So based on that, these four Senate bills now move to the House. Short break, a final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
On November 5th, vote for the six concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for better schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque Isle County Republican Committee.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. A couple of text messages coming in during the break. I've been talking to a lot of people. They are saying that they are seeing a shift in a lot of people that they know going to vote Republican this year. Have been in the past Democrats voting for the Democrat Party, but this year they're saying they're voting Republican. Here's the other component to that. What are their friends that are Democrats, what are they doing? Are they all in agreement? Is this a big, major swing over a large percentage of normally Democrat voting people, or is this a one-time thing with this particular person you're talking to? See, that's when you find out they're telling you that they're voting Republican this year, not Democrat. You need to press them. Are you telling your Democrat friends the same thing? Or are you just telling me this because you know I'm a Republican and you're basically telling me what I want to hear? You got to dive down a little bit deeper on this. Why? Because they have to realize that this has to be education, get out the vote efforts by both sides. The Democrats are doing it. The Republicans are doing it. The independents are probably doing it. But if they're going to shift and vote Republican this year versus Democrat, press them on the fact that they need to tell their fellow Democrats what they're doing and explain to them why. Mark Eby from Castle Rock said he's shown that video, the PAGS video, to a couple of Democrat friends. They're saying it's all lies. Okay. If that's what you believe, that's fine. But one of the things you have to understand is the process needs to be shared. Again, we need to be storytellers. We have to get this information out. Because when they hear it and see it with their own eyes, at least now you're getting them to think. They're not just going to carte blanche follow what they've done for years, drinking the Kool-Aid, perhaps union workers, union worker families, just voting, always constantly voting for the Democrats. One of the things that we're looking at here, folks, and this is critical. You have to understand this. This is absolutely critical. People need to be asked not only are they voting, but who they're voting for. Which party? Which candidates? National level for president, U.S. Senate, and at the local level. And then, once you find that out, you need to press them on who they are telling, who are they sharing that information with. But if you do find that they are telling you they're voting Republican, you need to ask them. Donna, Mackinac City, vote Republican and vote often. Well, the PAGS video, which we play on this show every day, we're going to do it every day until Election Day, is vital, is critical to getting the information out. And then again, once you find a Democrat that's at least willing to listen, have a conversation with them. And the major thing you need to be focused on is policies. Actual things do affect people's lives. Don't buy the TV ads. That's not the truth. You need to get the information out to these people. They need to get the information out to their people. And it goes from there, text by text, conversation by conversation. And you can tell them, it's okay. The policies are wrong. It's not that you're voting for a Republican over a Democrat. That's not it. It's the policy differences between how they will operate for the next 4 years as president of the United States. Doesn't matter that it's Donald Trump versus Kamala Harris, Republican, Democrat. It's the policies. You need to focus on the policies. We've got a few more stories from Lansing today. We have this information coming from Lansing on certain proposed legislation. We're going to get to those stories and many other. We've got a couple of national stories, some polls to look at. We'll get into all of that. Hour number two of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Hey, Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artisanal